G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 9 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And just quickly, if you're going to be doing selection, make sure you check out operatoredge.com/indefatigable-demo, all right? And you can watch the video of the course I offer to help guys prepare. But let's get into today's question. And I get this question all the time from guys in my program when I do my Q&As. And also I get emails and messages about it all the time. So it's a good one. It's one that people want to know the answer to. And that question is, what are the reasons that guys will finish selection but not get picked up for Rio? Okay, so guys that finish selection and don't pass. All right, so firstly, I'll say that nowadays more guys finish selection. All right, when I did it, there was less guys, and this is in regards to commandos. I think SAS, it's around about the same percentage-wise of who finish. But now with commandos, you probably get more guys that finish it. When I did it, it was a little bit long. It was 5 weeks long. This was back in 2008. So there was more what they call border studies. So each couple of days or every week they do instructors get together and they find out who's not suitable or who's not up to speed, and they'll kick you off. So when it was 5 weeks long, they had more opportunity to do that, which is why probably more guys or less guys finished. And basically when I did it, we finished with 26 and 23 got selected, so 23 passed. So I mean, we pretty much knew the guys that weren't gonna pass, because a lot of guys, all the other guys quit or got kicked off. Nowadays, more guys finish. It's a little bit shorter. It's 3 weeks long. I'm not saying it's mine was harder or anything like that. It's probably more intense being 3 weeks long because it's a bit shorter. But there's less bozzers, okay? Less guys getting kicked off. Guys are probably fitter at the same time, okay? So more guys finish. So my point there being is that you can't just finish and expect to be selected, because more guys finish but a lot more guys get kicked off on the final boz, okay? So once you finish selection. All right, so you have to have the attitude that you must do really well, all right? You must do really well on selection to get the pass and get a chance on Rio, all right? You just can't really hold on and barely scrape through selection and expect to pass. All right, there's just too many good dudes turning up nowadays, okay? Too many guys that are really prepared, too many guys that are really fit, and too many guys finishing. And, you know, the instructors and the staff can really have a good look at guys at the end. And if you're not up to speed and you haven't done really well, you'll get the boot, all right? So you want to do as well as you possibly can in as many areas as possible, and really not give the selection staff a chance to question your result, all right? You want to be a no-brainer to pick to get on Rio, all right? But you'll get assessed on a number of different areas, all right, which I'll go through in a sec, and you'll get different results on each assessment more than likely, okay? And then generally they do it in a green, amber, red scenario. So that's actually exactly what it was like on mine. You know, 13 years ago, obviously the reporting and everything is probably more accurate, and there's more scrutiny on candidates these days. But the basic sort of green, amber, red for the assessment categories is pretty similar from when I did it. But you basically, if you look at your overall result and all the things you're being assessed on, if you get too many reds and too many ambers, obviously you'll fail, right? You want mostly greens with maybe a couple of ambers and maybe one or two reds. If you're getting sort of 3-4 reds, you're probably not going to pass, all right? Remember on mine, I think I got two, maybe three reds, and I'll still pass, all right? So if you want to think about it like that, as an overall assessment on all these different categories that you're being assessed on, overall you want mostly greens, all right? Too many reds and too many ambers and you'll fail. But let's take a look at what you're going to be assessed on throughout selection, right? So you've got all your hard skills, okay? So you've got your physical testing, you've got your 3.2 common run and 20 clicker, you've got your navigation, you've got your all course skills, so target indications, all arm course fire, weapons, first aid, retail, all the sort of basic all course soldier skills. You'll be trained on a room entry drill, and then you'll be assessed on that. So that's assessing your trainability, which is a big component throughout selection, is your ability to pick up information quickly and retain it. You'll be tested on working at heights. You'll be tested on confined spaces, right? Foreign weapons, maybe. You'll be tested on roping, your ability to tie knots, right? Obviously, you're swimming. You'll be tested on making a decision during a quick decision exercise, problem solving, all that kind of stuff, right? You'll also be tested on your ability to work within the team, all right? You'll get reporting from your mates, from your teammates, which carries huge weight. There's a lot of value in what your other teammates think of you. No one wants an awesome operator who is really great in all the different skills, but who's a prick, right? You'd rather have a fairly good operator or a good operator who's a really good bloke and is a valuable team member, all right? And this is probably the toughest area to train if you're not naturally good, or if you're not aware in this area, if you're one of the dudes that don't really get on with other blokes, you don't really know why. This is the hardest to train, that likability factor, working in small teams, being a part of the team, all right? Because if you're not good in that area, if you're not rated well or at least neutral by your team members, you won't get in. Simple as that. All right. So they're sort of a lot of the skills that a lot of the sort of harder skills that you'll be tested on. And then you've also got the attributes. All right. You'll be tested on adaptability, maturity, toughness, self-discipline, trainability, teamwork, initiative, and leadership. Other areas that they'll be testing you on as well will be things like your cognitive ability, your ability to solve problems, your memory, and everything to do with emotional intelligence, all right? There's a lot of guys that absolutely crush it in all the physical skills, all the hard soldier skills, but get towards the end of selection, little sleep, you know, no food or no sleep, no food, and they start losing control of their emotions and having a go at their teammates and or, God forbid, have a go at instructors, and obviously that's a big red flag and you won't get in. And different categories or different areas of assessment will weight more, okay? And a red flag in one area, such as your emotional intelligence, and also teamwork and ability to work in small teams, that might rate more highly than, say, working confined spaces, all right? So you got to think about that as well. But basically, selection is much, much more than just, you know, turning up and trying to barely scrape through. And it's also much more than just being tough and pushing through the pain, all right? A lot of selection is being able to handle the stress, and in particular, the stress of failing an activity or being told that you're shit and being put under the pump by instructors, all right? These are tactics instructors use because we want to put you under the pump to see how you react. And if you don't react well and you get in that negative mindset, and then you'll either talk yourself out of selection, or you won't be able to physically perform where you need to, and you'll fuck something else up, all right? You can be awesome in all areas, but if you can't handle the pressure and the stress of selection, all right, you'll just fall apart, and you'll fall apart very quickly. If you get a poor result in one area, all right, doesn't mean you're going to fail, right? You could possibly get a red light in a couple of areas and still pass selection, right? But guys, a lot of people will get one red or two reds and then fall apart thinking that they won't pass even if they finish. That's not necessarily the case. Most guys that I speak to, and this is operators, guys who are actually in the unit, no one really knew 100% that they were going to pass, right? Because they stuffed something up on selection. But they thought, well, I'm going to get to the end. I'm here. I don't know. I'm going to keep putting my best foot forward and keep trying to do as well as I can. And they got in, all right? So you don't want to talk yourself, ever talk yourself out of selection. If you've stuffed up enough and they kick you off, so be it. But wait till they've had enough of you, not you've had enough of them, right? If you're lacking in one area or a few areas, be really bloody good in the other areas, okay? Everything on selection is trainable, right? Everything on selection is trainable. You just need to know what and how to train it, and you will give it a very good shot, right? So if you want to know that, if you want to know anything more about selection, how to prepare, make sure you reach out. Email me, reese@operatoredge.com, or contact me via my Operator Edge Facebook page or my Instagram account, reese_Dowden, and I'll see how I can help you out. All right, so that's it for this podcast. Thanks for listening once again. I've had a tremendous amount of support. I'm really appreciative of it, and I'll continue to put these podcasts out because I enjoy it, enjoy getting the information out. And if you want any topics, if you have any suggestions for any topics, make sure you email me as well. But apart from that, thanks for listening once again, and I'll see you and talk to you in the next podcast. Thanks.